Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is January 20th, Wednesday, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960 at 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, the Polk County Sheriff's Office has arrested one of its own deputies. 29-year-old Peter Hanine, a six-year Polk County Sheriff's Office deputy, has been arrested for threats of violence in writing. According to Sheriff Grady Judd, a fellow deputy was engaged in an online conversation with Hanine. During the conversation, Hanine allegedly went from ranting about what happened in the United States Capitol on January 5th, to making aggressive threats. According to the sheriff, the suspect, Hanine, made a clear threat. At one point, Hanine allegedly wrote, "The streets need run red with blood." Hanine is charged with a second-degree felony of a written threat. Your local events, the Calvary Quartet is returning to Maranatha Baptist Church of Wauchula for two special services. This quartet has been ministering to local churches for over 25 years. They've traveled the east coast of the United States singing old-fashioned four-part harmony gospel, and the quartet strives to combine soul-stirring music with the highest musical standards. There's no charge for admittance, and a love offering will be accepted. Maranatha Baptist Church has served Hardy County for over 40 years. The church is now located at 204 North 9th Avenue in Wauchula. If you have any information on this event, please call Pastor Charlie Scott at 863-832-7829. Your jobs here in Hardy County. Cognitutor in Bowling Green is looking for a high school tutor. 1 year of tutoring experience and a high school diploma or GED are preferred. Potential employees must pass a criminal background check. Hardy Correctional Institution is looking for a correctional officer trainee. A high school diploma or GED and driver's license are required. And the Hardy County Sheriff's Office has many positions available, including 911 public safety telecommunicators and substitute school crossing guards. Visit hardyso.com and click on Join Our Team to fill out an application. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each night. You make your home a safer home and decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us and we read them on the air for you. Coming up, a look at your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you? Ah, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wachula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather reporting and forecast. 67 degrees out, feels like 70, mostly sunny. Air quality fair, maximum UV index is 4, moderate. Winds north at 7 miles an hour with gusts up to 9 miles an hour. Humidity 45%, ideal. Dew points 45 as well. Cloud cover 10%, visibility 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zoffo Springs, last updated 10:27 a.m. Eastern Time. Wednesday, sunny, highs in the lower 70s with north winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Wednesday night, mostly clear, lows in the upper 40s, north winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Thursday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid 70s, northwest winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming west around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. And Thursday night, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 50s with west winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA is seeking 8 nominees for the National Peanut Board to replace one producer member and one alternate for Georgia, South Carolina, Texas, and the at-large region. The Ag Secretary will appoint individuals to succeed members whose terms expire December 31st, and those appointed will serve 3-year terms. Members and alternates are nominated by producers or producer groups within their respective states. The 21 state peanut nomination meetings will be spread out over the next couple of months. Stress related to the pandemic has affected the mental health of farmers and farm employees. A survey by the American Farm Bureau says 2/3 of farmers and employees reported mental health effects since the pandemic began. Among rural adults more generally, more than half reported effects. Farm Bureau has advocated for improved mental health care in rural communities and offers resources on a website, farmstateofmind.org. Fresh apple inventories in the new year are down 13% compared to the same time a year ago, according to the latest U.S. Apple Association Market News report. The 90.3 million 42-pound carton equivalents in storage on January 1st were 13.1% less than reported the same time in 2020 and 8.9% less than the 5-year average. The average price for all apples on January 9th was $28.32 per carton, up from $23.17 in 2020 and $26.19 in 2019.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. The Swine Health Information Center, or SHIC, released its 2020 report last week, as it reported on numerous steps the organization is taking to protect U.S. swine herds. The SHIC is focusing on reducing swine diseases and viruses like the African swine fever, as well as increasing biosecurity on farms. As quoted from the SHIC media release, the National Pork Board and SHIC, with the collaboration of the National Pork Producers Council and the American Association of Swine Veterinarians, have funded a project to identify gaps in U.S. pork industry national biosecurity. The goal is to prevent the entry of foreign animal diseases into the country by addressing those gaps. As SHIC Board of Directors Chair Daryl Olson put it, quote, "We are so laser focused on swine disease introductions and reintroductions into the country. When you're laser focused on one thing, it gives you more ability to make decisions," end quote. In addition to the great research being done by SHIC, their delivery of research findings is ever expanding. The addition of online webinars, newsletters, virtual events, personal outreach, and an SHIC podcast have helped grow their outreach efforts. For more information on the 2020 report and more great resources from SHIC, such as their disease monitoring reports, emerging disease resources, industry research, and diagnostic assistance support, go to www.swinehealth.org.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Jason Walker. Bank of America says its fourth quarter profit fell 18% to $5.47 billion.
The Charlotte, North Carolina-based bank says it had earnings of 59 cents per share, down from 74 cents a year ago. The results surpassed Wall Street expectations. Bank of America, the nation's second largest bank, posted revenue net of interest expense at $20.1 billion, which missed Wall Street forecasts.
That is correspondent Jeremy House on Wall Street for the day. The Dow was up 116 points at 30,930. NASDAQ climbed nearly 200 points at 13,197. S&P 500 up 30 for the day to finish at 37.98. And New York crude up 62 cents at 52.98. With business, I'm Jason Walker.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Knicks hand the Magic their sixth straight loss, 91-84 last night. Nets edge Milwaukee 125-123 for their fourth straight win. James Harden had 34 points, 12 assists. Kevin Durant had 30, says beating the Bucks is a quality win.
It's one of the top teams in the league for the last 4 or 5 years, and they got a little continuity on their roster. So it was good to, you know, play against a team that kind of, you know, has an identity already. And for us, it was a good gauge for all of our guys. But we're not too excited about it. You know, we just got to get back to work tomorrow.
Atlanta snaps a two-game skid, 108-97 over the Timberwolves. Spurs beat the Trailblazers, 125-104. Grizzlies win their fifth straight, 108-104 over the Suns. Raptors beat the Mavericks. Heat rally to beat the Pistons. Bulls beat the Rockets, and the Warriors down the Lakers. This is SRN Sports. The Cavaliers appear to be moving on from troubled and talented forward Kevin Porter Jr. Reports the Cavs will either trade or release Porter, who has not played for them this season. A first-round draft pick in 2019, Porter rejoined the team only last week after tending to personal issues. He was in street clothes on the bench Friday night and reportedly had an outburst in the locker room after seeing the team had given his space to a newly acquired player. The Hockey World Championships have been pulled from Belarus following pressure from opposition groups and a threatened boycott by sponsors. The International Ice Hockey Federation cites safety concerns and says it will seek a new country to co-host the tournament with Latvia or host it on its own. The tournament is still scheduled to start on May the 21st of this year. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at First National Bank of Wauchula, Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960 at 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your quote for the day, the question isn't at what age you want to retire, it's at what income. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.